This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
Who's my favorite member of Genesis? I'm going with Phil Collins. For sure. Yeah. I like Tony Banks and Rutherford. But no, I'm going Phil Collins. I'm not going Peter Gabriel. I'm not as big on the Genesis Gabriel stuff. It's all right. But I don't go gaga over it. I don't go crazy over it. It's all right. It's psychedelic. It's a little too out there for me sometimes, to be quite honest. I'm not that big on early Genesis. It's all right. It's not terrible, but it's all right. I'd rather listen to Peter Gabriel solo 100,000 times over than his stuff with Genesis. So I'm going Phil Collins. Yeah. Put it this way. I enjoy early Journey more than I enjoy early Genesis. I enjoy early Fleetwood Mac over early Genesis. There we go. In comparisons. Some of those bands that made monster changes once they added Stephen Perry, once they added Nix and Buckingham, you know, the Peter Green era. I'd rather listen to early Fleetwood Mac and early Journey way over early Genesis. Okay? Like, it's not even close. So that I'm a little biased, I guess, when it comes to early Genesis. I'm not really like this major fan of it. I'm really not that impressed with it. It's Phil Collins' Genesis is, my God. In fact, maybe when I go home, I'm going to jam. On my way home, I'll jam a little Three Sides Live. What a great album that is. Oh, my God. So phenomenal. So phenomenal.